This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. And these are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. Americans wait Thursday to see if vote count updates from several states will make clear the winner of the U.S. presidential election a day after wins in two battleground states put former Vice President Joe Biden within reach of victory. And President Donald Trump's campaign is launching a series of legal challenges. Pope Francis has stripped the Vatican Secretariat of State's control over its own funds and put them under the supervision of Holy See economic offices. The Pope's decision was announced in a statement and a papal letter on Thursday. It comes after Francis in September fired the cardinal involved in the Secretariat's purchase of a luxury building in London as an investment. The immunity from criminal prosecution of Russia's ex-presidents could be extended to any offenses committed in their lifetimes, not merely while in office, under a bill submitted to Parliament on Thursday. The bill, published on a government website, is one of several being introduced following constitutional reforms, allowing President Vladimir Putin to run again when his term ends in 2024. The Kremlin said Thursday that the lack of clarity on the November 3rd presidential election so far could have a negative impact on the global economy and world at large, but declined to comment further. And Italy has registered 34,505 new coronavirus infections over the past 24 hours. The health ministry said Thursday it's the highest ever daily tally and up from 30,550 on Wednesday. The ministry also reported 445 COVID-related deaths, up from 352 the day before, and the first toll above 400 since May 2nd.